I'm Yona Stamatis, your host of the NPR Illinois Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. I welcome two special guests to the studio today, Maestro Ken Lamb, conductor of the ISO. Welcome, Maestro.
Hello.
And violin soloist Clayton Penrose Whitmore. How nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
They join me for a brief conversation about the upcoming Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra concert this Friday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. Clayton, I must start with you. It is so wonderful to have you here in Springfield. I understand you grew up here, and then you left us for bigger and better, and we are so, so happy to have you back performing as a violin soloist with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra.
I'm very excited to be back, and thank you all for having me. Yes, I'm from Springfield. I lived here until I was about 13 years old, and then I moved to the Chicago area. But I grew up going to the Illinois Symphony and the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra every Friday and Saturday. So it's really exciting being able to come back and perform with them and share my music with a lot of people I grew up with, my relatives who live here, and a lot of mentors I had while living here. So it's going to be really fun.
This is so exciting to have you back here. Tell us a little bit about your life right now. Where does one go as a violinist from Springfield, Illinois?
So I recently graduated from the University of Michigan for my graduate diploma, and I've been out of school for about 8 months now. And so my life consists of a lot of traveling for different opportunities, things like playing with the Sphinx Virtuosi, which is a chamber ensemble comprised of the Sphinx Organization's top African-American and Latino string players.
And you're also very modest. I know you've won a number of competitions through that organization as well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I went on a tour with them in the fall for about 2 months. We traveled across the country playing different performances in places like Boston, New York at Carnegie Hall, North Carolina. So that was a lot of fun. And then I also do some sub work with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra based out of New York. And I was playing with them in Spain a couple weeks ago at the Musica Musica Festival. That was a lot of fun. We played three programs in 3 days, which was a little bit stressful, but wow. Very, very gratifying at the end.
Can you tell us about the extraordinary and perhaps a bit unusual for our audiences, the piece that you're going to play with the ISO?
For sure. Chevalier de Saint-Georges, his Concerto No. 9 for violin, is a classical composition. He was a contemporary of Joseph Haydn. And so it has a lot of the elements you might be used to from a Haydn violin concerto or a Mozart violin concerto, but he was also a very talented violinist. So you can hear how he puts his own spice and flourishes in the concerto. And he was most well known as the first classical composer of African descent. And so I think it's very important to showcase his work. Since it doesn't get played very often.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're showcasing his work. And he's an interesting character. He had quite an interesting life and upbringing, and not only a virtuoso violinist and also composer, but I understand also a swordsman.
Yeah, he was a very well-known fencer. You find that almost everywhere you look online when you're looking for things about him, they showcase that very much. So, yeah, he was a swordsman, and he also fought in the French Revolution. So, yeah, he was a very decorated and talented individual who had a very, very interesting life. So, mm-hmm.
As a violinist, tell us about just playing this piece. Is it technically extremely challenging, virtuoso? Is it more of a give and take with the orchestra?
A little bit of everything. It's give and take with the orchestra, but there's also a lot of, I'd say, technicalities that sneak up on you. The first and third movements are very light and uplifting and joyful. But then there's some things in there that just kind of come out of nowhere where it's like, oh, wow, okay, so this is this is a violin concerto, you know? And he was a very virtuoso violinist, and he performed a lot of his own works, obviously, so he wanted to showcase that. So, yeah, it's there's technical difficulties for in the best way possible, and there's a lot of give and take with the orchestra, and it's overall just a fun piece to play.
Thank you. would encourage, especially any young listeners in Springfield, please come to this concert. This is an extraordinarily accessible concert, accessible piece. Our soloist began his musical career in Springfield and is coming back to share his talents with us. So what an inspiration. So nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Maestro, can you tell us briefly, what else have you got on the program?
Well, this concert is actually interesting because it's a little bit French and African themed, because all the pieces have sort of relations to each other. The Haydn Symphony is number 85, has a nickname La Reine, the Queen. The Queen in question is Marie Antoinette, who apparently loved this symphony. And so Haydn was actually commissioned to write the symphony by the orchestra of Chevalier de Saint-Georges.
Incredible.
So they're a contemporary of each other. And so they you can even listen to the style. It's sort of, okay, there's an unmistakable classical style. There's a little connection there. And then, of course, the Mio that we start the program with, the creation of the world. You know, we say, what is a creation of the world? And this must be really, really kind of serious things. It's not. Well, I guess it is. But around the turn of the century, 20th century we're talking about, in France, there's this really interest in African culture and the culture also of the Far East. And so you see a lot of composers being influenced by, you know, myths and fairy tales from these far-off places. I think they find very exotic. Mio also paid a visit to the United States, where you heard jazz. So what he was able to combine is the element of jazz and African creation myths. And he wrote this piece, The Creation of the World, which is, it basically is a jazz band with a string quintet, but the viola is replaced by a saxophone.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, coming from a violinist.
Yes, I mean, yes, indeed. Apparently, he saw this formation when he was listening to jazz. Maybe they didn't have a viola, and they just subbed it with a saxophone. So it's a very, very interesting, very lively piece, and just a wonderful sort of start to the program.
And I think Mio was criticized a bit for writing, you know, cabaret music. It was too light and too fun, but I think for audiences, this is... Wow, what an accessible work.
Well, it's actually a very intricately put together piece. It's extremely complicated. Sounds like jazz, but everything is written down. And it's an incredible piece of music.
What a beautiful program. Thank you both so much for joining me. This has been a brief conversation with Maestro Ken Lamb and violinist Clayton Penrose Whitmore. Began his career at the UIS Orchestra and in Springfield, and now traveling around the world as a solo violinist, so be sure to come hear him at the French Connections concert by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra this Friday at 7:30 p.m. The concert will take place at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. For tickets and further information, visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Yona Stamatis. Thank you for joining us. I'll see you at the concert.